Oh, well, thank you for the rousing intro. As always, that marks the start of another episode of State of Address. I'm your host and station manager, Glenn, and I'm going to tell you about all the amazing things that your favorite radio station, CICK, has been up to in the last couple months. That would be for the months of, February and March. We're now into April. All sorts of fun stuff coming up. Let me tell you more about that in a minute. Let's start off with talking about how and what we've been up to in the last couple months, starting off with some of the things that we've been celebrating, including our volunteers. That would be our Volunteer Appreciation or Volunteer Awards Day, including Blala Day. Yep, I know, it's a whole new holiday that doesn't exist on many calendars, but it exists on CICK volunteers' calendars because it's pretty darn cool. It's called Blala Day. It kind of takes the opportunity to take a month of January, generally, and that's what this was in January, where things are not super fun and not super amazing usually outside, and we go indoors at the station into our lounge car, and we do a little karaoke, and we do a little fun stuff, and we share some snacks and beverages, and we just kind of hang out with each other. So often, volunteers at the station don't always see each other because we do our programs and then we go back home and maybe we don't cross paths with others. And this is an opportunity for us to do just that. So got together, did that. All at the same time, we also celebrated our volunteers by announcing the awards for all those people who've done some really special, amazing things, including Best Show Promo went to Syrup Moose, Best Specialty Program also to Syrup Moose. Best New Program went to the Canadian Cabin Fever. You got to check it out on all these shows on our schedule. Best Original Program went to Underword, which is a really great poetry show. Best Program went to Sidetracked, an amazing music show done by Andy. Youth Engagement went to Suddenly I See, a short-run program that is, we're still playing episodes of that on the schedule as well, Suddenly I See. Most Active Program went to Keith Cummings and Folk by the Fingertips, who did over 50 shows over the year of 2024. Retirement Award, we handed out a retirement award to Vina, who's been on air for 9 years, 388 shows, and we're going to miss her so much, but I'm sure we're going to see her around. Thanks so much to Vina and her amazing show, Spice of Life. Also, the most improved show went to Ev Ali and his Ev Ali show. He's now 10 years old, and he basically runs the whole board, runs the whole show, and it's pretty awesome. You can check that also out on our schedule. I believe it's on Wednesdays and Fridays at 3:30. Finally, our volunteers that we recognized include Kimber, River, Laura, David, Yeva, Gavin, Quinn, Matt, Perry, Gobi, and Tom. Thanks so much, all those people, for making the station what it is today. Additionally, CSCK won an award. We were nominated for a Smithers Chamber Business Award. And yes, this is our third time winning this award. We won the Major Contributor to the Arts. And we have so many people to thank. Thanks for nominating us, for all those people out there, as well as to the Smithers Chamber for even making these awards happen and recognizing all the amazing businesses and organizations in our community. All right, so let's see. We did get some grant money came in. Thank you to the Northern Development Initiative Trust for supporting our Deck Fest. We'll be seeing some money for that. That will bring in some touring artists, likely somebody from out of town as our headliner. We're also expanding our Deck Fest to 2 days, and so that more information on that. That'll likely be sometime in August or early September. Another one we did get awarded was from CN, and CN Rail has offered up a grant of $5,000 to help with our energy efficient heating in the back of the train car, as well as the additional more accessible steps in the back part of the train car. So we're looking for a little more funding before we actually get to work on that. But so thanks so much for CN for stepping up and providing some from cash that will make that come to reality. Okay, let's move into future, shall we? Spring Fling, April 25th. If you haven't made a note on your calendars, you should do this right now. Spring Fling is going to be a live music and DJ dance party. It's going to shake out all those cobwebs that we've greened over the winter months. And so we're going to welcome amazing musician, amazing artist out of Vancouver by the name of Devours. Devours is a Vancouver electronic musician. Has an amazing live show that'll blow you away. Plus, we're going to have our CSEK DJs wrapping up the night. In addition, we're going to have Luna Flora opening. We're going to have a bar tended by Smithers Brewing Company. And you can get your tickets at Mountain Eagle. So that's for April 25th. Get your tickets at Mountain Eagle. It's going to be amazing, as all of our events are. It's going to be at the Old Church, and we're going to jam-pack that place. It's going to be a hopping, sweaty mess. It's going to be awesome. Well, that kind of wraps up the news as well as future events for CSEK. I think we're going to move into our interview now. I had a chance to interview one of our newer programs, Le Petit Voix Francophone. It might ring a bell. That show has been on air in the past, a couple of years ago, and now with a new teacher, Jean Tien, we now see the show come back with some of the same students that we saw a couple of years ago. So it's actually quite awesome to have this the return of the show. It's all in French. They interview local francophones in our community, and they have a little chat. Let's learn a little more about the show right now. All right, as promised, we have our show Le Petit Voix Francophone. All the hosts of the show here with me today, or at least is this everybody? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have Emil, we have Kenzie, and we have Adalie, and we have Gentien. Yes. And what we're going to do is just have them tell us a little bit about the show. They're going to both answer the questions in both English and French, because the show is in French, so it makes sense to do that. And so we have a few questions for the younger hosts, which would include, what do you think, or who do you think listens to your show?
Je pense que les personnes qui écoutent à notre comme programme de radio seraient comme les personnes qui parlent français dans la vallée et les personnes qui écoutent beaucoup à CSK.
Cool. Anglais?
I think the people who listen to the show are francophones and other people that listen a lot to CSK.
Cool. All right. Nicely done. Let's go for another question here, maybe for Kenzie. What has been your favorite interview so far, and why?
I liked interviewing ourselves because it was interesting to learn a bit more about each other, and it was really funny, actually. Je pense que c'était interviewer nous-mêmes parce que c'était drôle et c'était intéressant à apprendre plus sur les personnes.
Of course. You like interviewing yourselves. Fine. All right. So how would you, Adélie, describe the show to someone who's never heard it before?
It's a place where francophones can share their stories to the community. C'est une place où que les francophones peuvent partager leur histoire dans la communauté.
Very nice. Cool. All right. I love the show. And even though I don't understand half of it, I still really appreciate the fact that we're speaking to a part of the community that maybe doesn't get a lot of French content or people speaking directly to them in their native language. Now, can I ask a question for the older person? I'm not going to say how much older Gentian is, but the person who could get you in trouble if you get in trouble, right? So, Gentian, tell us why is this show important to you?
Well, this show is important to me because I think it, yeah, like Adélie said, it just gives a voice to French-speaking people in our community, and it's supposed to be very inclusive, so it's for francophones, if you were, you know, born into a French-speaking family, but also francophiles, anyone that is passionate about French and wants to speak in French and wants to tell us about their lives, and it's always interesting to see all the different varieties of French that we have in our country. You know, there's people from Acadie, there's people from Quebec, there's lots of French-speaking people in Manitoba, Ontario. You know, there's all types of French, and it's just really about promoting French in our community and also giving the students some, you know, independence and allows them to, you know, think of their feet and learn about all these different people. So that's why it's important to me. Yeah.
Tell me about the hosts here. Like, tell me, like, what brought them out? Like, I think it was voluntary, right? Like, not everybody has to do the show. So they kind of like given the opportunity to do it. And these three stood up and said, I would like to be part of it.
Yeah, more or less, because we had actually, I didn't start this program. I'm the cultural animator, Francophone cultural animator at the school. And the last lady that had done it had started the show, and these guys remembered it and they wanted to be part of it. And they're also the three grade sevens à la Grande Ourse. Mm-hmm. So it gives them a little bit of a fun extracurricular out in the community to be part of. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And you get to meet new people, maybe some people you haven't even met before, right?
But there's also, it's been interesting, we have interviewed some people that work at our school, and we've learned so much more about those people that we work with every day, like that the kids see every day. So that's been also really interesting. Everyone has a different life path, and it's been very interesting to learn about that.
So based on what you know so far of the community, how large is the Francophone community?
I'm not quite sure. I wouldn't be able to put a percentage. I mean, I could estimate maybe it's like 5% of the community.
Right.
But it's... It's 5%? Maybe, yeah.
I'd say more than that.
You think it's more than 5%?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of people that are friends. They just don't express it.
Right. Yeah. They could be kind of, it's easy to hide it, I suppose.
Yeah.
So if I was to ask, or like, what if someone wanted to be on the show and it was one of those hidden Francophones that you didn't know was out there, how would they get a hold of you to be on the show?
So they could email... They could go online and find La Grande Ourse.
La Grande Ourse,
La Grande Ourse, the school. Mm-hmm. And we have an email there, and they can just email us, or they can just call the school, whichever. And
Ask for Gentienne?
Yeah, and ask for Gentienne.
Gentienne.
Yeah, but or any way of communicating with our school, and I'll be there to find a new guest.
Okay.
S'il te plaît, venez faire partie de notre émission. Ça nous ferait très plaisir de vous avoir comme invité.
Okay. Well, merci. Tell me what time is the show on? When can people listen to it? Do you know what time it is?
9:45 till 10:15.
On
9h45 à 10h15.
On Tuesdays.
Les mardis à chaque deux semaines, presque.
Wait. Okay.
And also, you get to play some of your favorite French music during the show.
That's true
too. Which is another fun thing to do.
Is it the host that gets to pick the music, or is it the guest? The guest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually the guests will pick a couple songs, and then we'll pick one.
Have you heard heavy metal yet?
Oh, yes. Can I share a story? That's very funny.
In our intro.
Sure.
The last show we did, another programmer had left their music on Spotify and had left it playing.
Oh, my.
So when we queued our computer 2 to cue our intro, when I queued the intro... Heavy metal was playing in the background.
Yeah.
And blocked out the other music. It was super funny. And when we went to play the outro, there was pop country playing in the background.
Which one did you like better?
The heavy metal.
Yeah.
In the intro.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty funny. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. It was pretty funny.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Merci.
After the fact, I also realized, hold on a minute. Like the person's playlist was playing. It was pretty weird.
Yeah, I think I know exactly who that was. I have to send an email, maybe. All right, thank you so much. That concludes my interview with Le Petit Voix Francophone. What an amazing show. Check it out, Tuesdays, 9:30. All right, it's time for us to get into the music, shall we? I have been blown away by this artist, Saya Gray. Saya Gray is an artist who grew up in Toronto, now lives in Los Angeles sometimes, every once in a while, also a little bit of time in London and New York. But right now, it's just amazing to have this debut album called Saya, S-A-Y-A, by Saya Gray, that I think you're going to really enjoy. I'm going to play the track for you that's the leading single off the album. It's called Thus Is Why. Right here on CSCK, Smithers Community Radio. Thanks so much for listening.
Where were you? My heart needed you most. Indigo, where were you? My heart needed you most. Needed you most. You love me differently. I loved you all the same.
I don't.